drawn 3-0, win still at the top of the league, but I thought Huntley gave you a hard time compared to earlier in the month in the cup.
Yeah, I think when you play teams back to back, it's always quite difficult because everybody's had a good look at each other, and I think as well, I sometimes think when you get a really early kind of goal, sometimes it kind of boys tend to relax a bit too much. But no, I think Huntley did make it hard for us today, and the important thing for us was just to grind out the result, and I thought we did that.
Got a bit luck with the opener. Keeper's admitted he's made a mistake
there, but
Jordan's took too well.
Yeah, and I think you get your strike in, and then you hope. And sometimes the goalies get the breaks when it, you know, deflects off somebody, and they get, you know, sometimes it goes both ways. So it was, but I thought, you know, I thought we had the chances, and you know, keepers one or two good saves to stop us getting more. But when you start the day, it's we getting 3 points, and we got those thankfully.
And the second, it's taken a bit of ricochet, but he's in the right place, right time.
Yeah, I thought you know, we were unlucky before that when we did a little 1-2 in there and Parky hit the post, and it didn't quite break for him. But again, good play to get us in the position to get the kind of ricochet and then be able to knock it in there. But no, we had opportunities. We didn't maybe be as clinical as we have been in some games. But you know, credit to Huntley, that I thought they made it harder for us today, and it you know, I think in terms of the scoreline, I think it flattered us, but I think it was a grind all day.
I think we've seen earlier in the season with the system that you've changed to this season that you're getting more chances in the last third.
Well, we've certainly been playing three up in a lot of the games, so you know, the idea is that it does give you more opportunities, or should create more opportunities. So from that point of view, it you know, it works for that system. Something leaves you open the other way, in the sense that teams can get at you. But you know, we had to make some changes, last minute ones with three guys failing fitness tests. So you know, that something distorts things a wee bit as well. But no, overall, just pleased. It's been a good 2018. So we wanted to finish it off and with a win, and we did that.
And Mitch has done what he does best and stick it in the net for the third.
Yeah, I think you know, Hamish did really well, and when getting brought down for the penalty, and you know, bit of credit to Hamish, he's come on in the last few games and he's done well when he's went on. So he's quite creative and quick and runs at people. So from that point of view, you know, Mitchell's always going to take those penalties, and he tucked it away nicely.
That shows the development of Hamish. Last couple of years he's been regular in under 20s, playing against other teams at that age group, and he's now bringing that into the first team.
Yeah, well, that's what you're wanting to bring your players through and progress them, and Hamish has been with us for a few years now, so it's nice to see him coming in there. And you know, he's going through that change from being a boy to a man, and he's now starting to look at an equal on the park. And I thought he made a great run and did really well to get the penalty.
Martin, a 3-0 defeat to league leaders, but you can see a lot of signs of improvement from 3 weeks earlier when you played here in the League Cup.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, I thought 3-0 was a bit unfair. I thought we played really well. I thought we were a better team for maybe 45 minutes of the game, actually. We adapted. We learnt a lot. We adapted pretty well. We got a big mistake from us for the first goal, which killed the game a wee bit. But we got ourselves back in it, and you know, we're saying to the lads, the type of performance we put in there, it's what we're looking for. You know, the work ethic, the performance of individuals, the desire to win the game was so much better than we had when we were last year. Yeah, so we'll take many positives from that.
Then they've taken a bit of luck. It's off the post, off a man off the line, and into net for a second goal.
Yeah, you think, you know, Cove are always going to create chances. They create a couple, they maybe should have had a couple more chances. But in the end, you know, I thought we actually defended pretty well. We limited them to a few chances compared to last time we were here. It could have been any score, if I'm being honest. But we're just frustrated we didn't notch one in to make it a more competitive game.
You were lacking something in the last third, but I think the best chances you were having from was your two defensive midfielders pushing on just by the post.
Yeah, you know, we changed our shape completely to when we had the ball and when we didn't. We tried to counteract their better players against our better players to a certain extent. And it did work, you know, with a couple. I think Boother put wide, and Stilley had a chance, which they scored 30 seconds later. Which was a big point in the game for us. You know, it should have been 1-1, and we're 2-0 down. But we're creating the chances here, which we didn't do a few weeks ago.
That shows where you are, that you are giving the top teams a run.
Yeah, like we said at the end, you know, someone said to me during the week, you know, you've got nothing to lose when you come to Cove. And me, Ricky and John, we totally disagree. You know, you've got everything to lose when you come to Cove. You've got points, you've got, you know, your personal pride, you've got your position in the team. And I kind of disagreed with that. I mean, it was important that we had the mindset that we do have something to lose, which is a game of football and no one likes to lose.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.